To do the topic of Birchas Torah. So, we're going to find something which is incredibly powerful about Birchas Torah. Page 111, the Gemara says in source number 1, Shalchu mitam, Nisaru bivnei inayim shemehen titzei Torah. So be very careful from person's b'nei me'ayin, you know, your kishkas, right? Because from there comes out Torah. What is it referring to? He says, what's the reason why sometimes great rabbis don't produce Talmidei Chachamim? What's the reason why? Ravina mer she'ein mevarchim b'Torah tchila. Because they do not recite a bracha over Torah when they first learn it. Dama Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, my dichtiv, what is it referred to when it says Mi Isha Chachamim Vinazos? Who's a wise person will understand this? Devarze Nishal Chachamim. This question was posed to the wise Vilinaviim Vilo Pirshu. They didn't have interpretation until Shapirshu Rosh Baruch Hu Batzmo. Until God Himself responded. Dichsiv V'Yomer Hashem Al Azavtem Es Torasi. Hainu Lo Shamu Bekoli. Hainu Lo Chuba. What do you mean? What do you mean? Hainu, they didn't listen to my voice. They didn't walk in my way. So the interpretation that's given here is that what's the reason why Talmid Chachamim children don't become Talmid Chachamim? They don't make a bracha over Talmud Torah. And that's the pshat, as understood by the Gemara, of the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Wow, that's like crazy. We can make a bracha over Brachas Torah, the kids don't become Chachamim. What does this mean? Comes on the run and tries to give an explanation. What is this referring to? The run says, of course they were engaged in Torah. That's why they couldn't understand. They couldn't understand why the land was abandoned. Why was the land of Israel destroyed? They were Torah scholars. They didn't view Torah as important enough. She roi levarach, and therefore made it worthy to make a bracha. Apples roi make a bracha. Cake, ra'oi, but Torah. Shloi was skimba lishma. They didn't engage in Torah. But interesting, they didn't learn. Also, they didn't engage in Torah for the sake of Torah. Mitochka chayim mezalzim bebrachasa. I mean, could be they technically recited the bracha. So they're saying they didn't recite the bracha. I mean, they didn't recognize it as a goof, as an entity of chashivas. Elu divrei harav chasid hem naim v'rim shlemi shomram. And this is very powerful. What he says here. It's not a technical thing. They didn't make a bracha over Brachas Torah, but rather they were mizalzel. They almost diminished in their eyes the learning of Torah, and they weren't able to pass that on to next. So I guess if Talmid Chacham, the fact that might be knowledgeable, it's a technicality of knowledge. The guy's an encyclopedia. The guy's brilliant. He has a photographic memory. But the why? But if you don't recognize that it's important, your children don't pick up on that. And therefore they don't become Talmidei Chachamim, and it ends there. The Maharal expands on this. We'll end with this evening. He says something also. Wow. So the truth is, I should have explained the context a little bit better. I don't have a chumash over there, but just for time's sake, the Torah actually says in Parsha Kisavo, right? And others want to argue, what's the destruction of the land? Because they actually failed to be mevarach and brachas Torah. So again, this is a world view, right? What is exactly referring to? So that was the run. Maharal says something a little bit different. Maharal says, listen, it's not because they were involved in Gula Rayas. That was Bais Rishon, right? Gula Rayas, Shukas Daimim. But rather, imayu mevarachim al Torah tchila lomar baruch nosein Torah l'Israel v'haya ahava el Hashem Yisbarach v'mashe nasan Torah l'Israel. That if a person makes a bracha and you recognize God's the giver, no saint, and hovel, ashon hovel, God is continuously involved in giving the Torah and it's loved, then it would continue. Miskayemet, the Torah would be fulfilled. Shaya Hashem brought no sin, but the lishmor l'kayem, that God would enable it in a way that they would keep it and they would guard it and they'd fulfill the Torah. And again, over in the family mitzvah achas. Okay, maybe they would, you know, they wouldn't do this mitzvah, but it's just that one mitzvah. But if a person who does make a bracha, brachas Torah, says that, it would be very problematic. If it was just one mitzvah they didn't do, okay, they'll go back and do that mitzvah at some point in time. But rather, there's something much greater, and that is that the Dlama Loy Mavarchim Torah Tchila Shin Pirush Habracha Hadibur Bafeh Bavad. That's just technically saying it. Maral isn't saying maybe they technically did say it. That's not what it means. When they didn't make a bracha over Torah Tchila, the bracha was, the kavana of the bracha was lacking. And what is this bracha? The bracha is all about Ahava Gemura Hadveikut Al Hashem Yitbarach. That's the inyan of the bracha, and that says the Maharal was in fact missing. That's why Shulchan Aruch says Tzarich Lizeher Ba'Maod, to be very, very careful. Trying to look at the Bach, says anything that different? Wow, look at this. I did not know this. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook said the Cheshivas and Morzah Brachos to Torah, he says, also it applies to the land of Israel. This is amazing. Because he says, the Churban Aretz, because the Gemara asks the question, Amma of the Haaretz, Lord Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. Says Rav Cook, of course, this is Rav Cook. He says, and how else can you lose the land of Israel? Binyan Haaretz, Chayav Liyot Toluy Gamhu, he says, how else can we return back to the land of Israel? How can we ensure we're being mitkayim in the land of Israel, says Rav Cook? If we also reconnect to the brachos of Torah, it would also connect us back to the land of Israel as well, because that's what got us out. That can give us, so to speak, back in and ensure longevity in Eretz Israel.